you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. And yesterday after I mentioned the voicemails started with ones to Jim Cross, there's actually three that were done together. They're audio only. And I really think they're some of the more significant voicemails I've ever done. So I left the link yesterday. I'll probably do it again today because in that it was a real care for Jim Cross. And of course, Madge Cross in the same way. But I just wanted to make sure that's on the table because that's when I thought a 10, 15 minute voicemail was long. Anyway, I really think because I listened to all three of them last night, and it's kind of like it reminded me of the time. It reminded me of numerous things. But one of the things, there are a lot of things going on. I did some work today on, and I said, okay, I was going down the wrong path technology-wise. And I said, I can simplify this because I was getting something too clumsy. But if I simplify it in the way I plan to simplify it, I figure it's cost me half a day to a day of time. So I can't afford these kind of things, but I'm doing it anyway because I'm trying to produce... I want to produce something so that 6 months from now, I have something to simple to deal with. Oh, I got to go back and make a change. I don't want the complexity in there. I want something simple because the payback and simplicity is remarkable. One of the things that I had a great joy today, Chris and I had a dialogue during lunchtime. During his lunch, he takes a hike. It's just a modest hike in a park in Athens. And we often talk, and sometimes we engage each other in scripture that is just fantastic. And today was one of those days. But it's not what we talked about, but the struggling with scripture that I thought about. So rather than the subject we talked about, I looked at there's a verse in 2 Timothy 2:5. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. That's the ESV. The LSV, and if anyone also may strive, he is not crowned except he may strive lawfully. You have the idea of an athlete is not crowned, but the other one is to strive. So, it's kind of like, why the difference? And I did some study in this, and I really found it fantastic. It was a significant encouragement to me because strive word there is aletheo, which is literally to strive or to struggle. Aletheo is the root of the English athlete. Literally, it is the root of the English athlete because an athlete is striving. And, one of the things I mentioned to Chris is because I now have officially entered the 5K race, a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. It'll be 2 weeks ago this Saturday, I think. So officially, I can call myself an athlete because I was a race walker and I won. For race walkers, I won. I was also the last person for the race walker. Well, anyway, another issue. But, just as I find great joy in the word sun parakaleo, to mutually encourage, the parakaleo, to literally to call near, and the sun parakaleo is together to call near. And there's also sun aletheo, together to strive or together to struggle. And again, I just find this marvelous because this is one of the things I want to do with Shofar Book. I wish I could, but right now I can't, because I'm the only one that wants it right now. Philippians 1:27, only conduct yourselves worthy of good news of the Christ whether having come and seen you, whether being absent, I may hear of the things concerning you, that you stand fast in one spirit with one soul, striving for together for the faith of the good news. That's LSV. A couple chapters later, chapter 4, verse 3. And I also ask you, genuine yoke fellow, be assisting those women who strove along with me in the good news, with Clement also, and the others, my fellow workers, whose names are in the scroll of life. You know, we usually hear the book of life. This is a scroll of life. So anyway. But the strive together in chapter 1 and the strove along with me, or in chapter 4, is the sunalethio. And I just find this fascinating because you know, one of the things I think about, I was thinking of an analogy today. What would it be like to go to, let's say, a football game, and instead of the two teams opposing each other, we want to get the ball to our goal, you want to get the ball to your goal. The opposing teams work together to get the ball to the same goal. In football, that's kind of like, it doesn't work. It makes no sense. But a race, like a 5K race, for example, everyone starts at the same place and goes to the same goal. And, you know, because you'll see this. Obviously, the analogy used in scriptures is, you know, the fight the good fight, the agonize the good agony, and finish the course. It's the idea that we all do this. And of course, then it's the to strive together or to struggle together. We are going, you know, if you are going to take a race, if you do a 5K race, whether you run or you walk, it's an effort. It's a struggle. You have to be the alethio. It's an athletic event. You have to put out some effort to do this. And you have a starting point and you have a finish point. Unlike football, we're not striving against each other. We're striving for the same goal. And therefore, the sunalethio, together we're striving for the same goal. I find this, you know, because again, that's the analogy that's used in scripture. There is the statement about like boxing in the wind. We're not fighting against each other. Our struggle, our athletic event is going to a goal, a common goal. And we can mutually encourage or struggle together. What I see in scripture is love. And, you know, God says, you know, God is love. And he shows it in his love to us. Not only the sacrificial atonement, but all the other things. He provides us life and breath in our being. And he gives us such mercies day by day. And he grants us that ability, you know, called to love the Lord and love each other. Part of the way to love each other is love each other the way the Lord does. He encourages us, we encourage each other, striving to the same goal, the goal of a relationship with him, and to know him, to finish the course of life. And when I get to look at the scripture with this kind of depth, I find such joy in him. I want to share that with my family. It's the whole issue of one of the issues behind Shofar Book is the objective not to be able to, because there are several other programs, people who are doing you know, the online Bible and whatnot. They're the high-end ones that you pay a lot, big bucks for. I can't think of the name of it right now. There's some free ones that ask for donations, and there are a couple of free ones that say, we don't want your money. Here it is. It's free. That's it. Well, Shofar book is the objective is the same way. The difference between you know, one of them I see, it's basically online. One I found is completely online. Another one is offline. You know, it is the same method. We don't want your money. But they also, you know, both those have the commentaries and whatnot. And I want to focus on, I'm just trying to give you the scripture, because again, I want to give you the scripture and the Quran and give you the tools to look in depth in each, because I want to reach especially the Muslim community so they can look and say, oh, the difference. Because I don't bring them to Christ. Christ calls them. And I don't write a commentary to say, here, let me show you the difference. I give them the tools and let the Lord do his work. And it's just my joy to give them the tools. That's my objective. And, you know, I actually heard, was it today or yesterday? It was yesterday. I heard a comment in some of the interactions I've had. Someone saying that these kind of tools for those people over there has merit, and it will probably have merit here too. It was encouragement. Anyway, and there's a lot of things on that, but I won't go into, I'll try to keep this modest. I found such great joy in Aletheia and Sunna Aletheia. It's you know, the struggle or strive, the athlete, and the two together, just to strive or struggle together. Wow. And of course, the relationship with Sun Parakaleo, the mutually encourage, and you see that consistency. You see the analogy. We're running to a common goal. We're not doing battle against each other. Those things, I think, are vital. They're really vital. And I found such joy in that today. Really found joy in that today. I want to share that. I want to share that with my kids, including a particular little girl who is not so little anymore, who has a birthday tomorrow. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. Do you find this kind of excitement and joy in the scripture? My lady, I love you and I want your back.